Welcome to District 32 Radio. I'm Sally Barker. Joining me on the show today is Alana Jenkins from Countrywide Insurance Brokers. How are you, Alana?
I'm great, thank you.
Now, today we're talking about business liability. And one part of business liability that seems to be overlooked is management insurance. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
So businesses generally aren't engaging business liability in perspective. So they might be looking at the public liability or their obligation to protect themselves against claims that are for damage to third party property and damage to third parties in bodily injury claims. But they're obviously not looking at exposures that come from employment practices and statutory breaches in statutory legislation, but also, tax audits, obviously they occur every now and again, and they can be into the 10,000s. So if the company hasn't got that cash in the bank, management liability can respond to those audits, but also crime. So crime cover for fidelity, so internal employee theft and things like that. So they're all exposures that businesses face that they don't see as important as, you know, a third party suing them for damaging their property or hurting them or injuring them.
So our listeners are all in small business of varying sizes. How would they determine what type of insurance they would need?
Hopefully they've got a really good broker.
Mm-hmm.
So we would sit down with the client and give them a good overview of the exposures for their business. We meet them face to face. We sit down and look at the industry that they're working in, the exposures that are associated with that industry, have a conversation with them, and make sure that we understand their business. So once we understand the business, we understand the exposures, and then we can have the conversation with them and advise them on the products that are available in the market that are going to protect their exposures.
So this differs from the one-size-fits-all type.
Correct. Business insurance can be bought online. So if you're willing to go out and, read a standard PDS on your own and hope for the best.
The 300 pages.
Yes, correct. Just with a glass of wine at night if you care to. But as a broker, we've got some branded wordings which, you know, are really strong and are tailored for our clients. So they're fairly, which is what you want, really, for your business. So we want claims to be paid, and the best way to do that is to have the support of a broker.
So it's best to start off on the right foot rather than coming to you once something's happened.
That's right. When you purchase something, obviously everybody goes online and searches, sort of feedback and, from others that have bought particular products and before they make a decision. So generally they're looking for advice. So when people talk about, business insurance, we're hoping that they'll take a different approach and find somebody who's professional, who can provide them with the correct advice before they go making that purchase.
What's the biggest mistake business owners make when they are looking at insurance?
Generally, it is about cost in the market that we're in at the moment. Not necessarily always cost, but you should be looking at what value is in there for me and the business and how much is that going to cost me, but also the experience. I believe that, having a broker, just like your financial planner, and also your accountant, it's a relationship and an experience that you're sort of buying along with the product. Mm. So obviously insurance is a product that you can't touch, feel, or see. And so therefore, when you're purchasing something of that nature, you're actually hoping that, you're purchasing it out of trust, and also a relationship with the person who is selling you that product. So we're hoping that business owners are wanting that whole experience rather than purchasing a product through an online portal.
So those checklists of, you know, I might not need a knee replacement, those kinds of things. I might not need that, so let's not pay for that at the moment. Is that a similar thing that, or a way of thinking in business?
I wouldn't hope to think so, because, yeah, we don't want people finding out that they should have had that insurance when they have to make a claim.
And that's the beauty of coming to someone like you, because you don't know what you don't know. So if you're just, you know, going through a stock standard package online business insurance model, then there's no one there face to face to say, I think your business should look at this, because here's an exposure.
Yes, absolutely. So do you know, you know, as a business owner, what all your exposures are, what are your potential risks? And therefore having somebody or an advisor in, you know, who's there to give advice, you've got that added protection and professional sort of support. So any good business or a successful business should have good advisors.
Mm-hmm. And there are a number of key exposures we should be aware of.
Yes, obviously there's your obligation as a business owner to have certain insurances, public liability, workers' compensation, depending on the industry that you're in. So one-man bands walking around these days with no insurance. People purchasing from them should be asking whether or not they've got insurance. So, and a lot of them are just taking the risk.
What's the biggest risk? Is it losing your house, losing your car, if something goes wrong, if you don't have insurance?
Yes, the potential is there. If you don't have the finances or the money in the bank to pay the claim.
Mm. So the way business insurance is structured, it is structured so it can work well with your cash flow?
Yes, it is. So business insurance can be taken out, well, it's taken out annually, but it can be split down into payments. So it's very flexible. So cash flow, as it's coming in and out, different industries, especially with your debtors or your 30, 60, 90 days, you know, obviously accounts wouldn't lapse into those areas, but they do. Mm. And so it's very flexible.
Payment methods.
Yes.
Okay, so how can we, our listeners, how can they get in contact with you if they need some help in this area?
They can contact our office countrywide. We have 7 branches. So we deal in a lot of crop and rural insurance in anywhere from Geraldton right down to Mandurah. And in the Perth office, we do a lot of SME commercial insurance.
Okay, and what's the phone number?
6279 2300.
And the website
is www.cwib.com.au.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us on District 32 Radio. Alana Jenkins from Countrywide Insurance Brokers.